Help, I got that thing that every parent dreads yesterday, the notification that my teenage daughter got her learner's permit, and I want you to tell me how best to get through this terrible time. Coming up after the news on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. Later this morning, we'll learn how Metro's general manager plans to fix the rail system. It follows another day of problems on Metro yesterday.
Metro Board Chair Jack Evans has only been at his post for a few months, but wants riders to know.
I apologize on behalf of this entire region for the last 15 years for not doing their job, for allowing the system to deteriorate.
So now Metro is going to rebuild from the ground up in some spots, replacing tracks and faulty insulators. Expect delays and closures for extended periods of time.
Metro, Paul, etc. are going to be reaching out to all the local communities to put a plan together.
Evans says years worth of work will happen over the course of just months. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And you don't have to look far to find another prominent infrastructure in our area that's in critical need of repair, Arlington Memorial Bridge. The National Capital Planning Commission is now considering various options.
And there's good news for anyone who uses the Arlington Memorial Bridge. Urban designer Matthew Fliss.
Given the importance of the bridge in supporting local and regional mobility, staff recommends the commission support methods that eliminate or minimize the need for full bridge closures for vehicular, pedestrian, and bicycle use during construction.
The recommended option for rehabilitation wouldn't ever close the bridge entirely. Instead,
traffic would be limited to three lanes and one sidewalk for the duration of the project.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
There will be stepped up security today at High Point High School in Beltsville as police continue to search for the man who shot two people late yesterday in the school's parking lot. No students were involved in the incident that police say was domestic related. Prince George's County Police Chief Hank Stawinski.
We are in the process of verifying the nature of the relationship. What I will say is that they had a prior relationship. They aren't strangers to one another. They came into conflict. A bystander attempted to intervene, was shot in the process of intervening, and then the male half of this shot and killed the female half.
Police have since identified the suspect as 62-year-old Eulalio Tordill. He is said to be an employee of the Federal Protective Service. Donald Trump, with the GOP nomination now his, is pivoting his campaign to focus squarely on who he presumes will be his Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton.
It's clear Trump is ready to ramp up his attacks against Clinton, but first, he still has some work to do to unite the Republican Party. House Speaker Paul Ryan is the latest conservative voice to come out and say he's not quite ready to support Donald Trump. Now, Trump's campaign is sort of shrugging that aside last night. Trump did not talk about it on the stump, but his campaign manager told CNN it was hardly a slap in the face.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. An April jobs report due out this morning could indicate a continued economic rebound. Or an economic stumble.
While Republicans continue to describe the economy as terrible.
Because our leaders are stupid. Our politicians are stupid.
The Obama administration has continued to point to an economic rebound, perhaps supported by today's Labor Department report, expected to reflect an unemployment rate that held steady at 5% in April. Economists predict that around 197,000 jobs were added last month. But anything below 200,000 may be seen as a disappointment. The U.S. has been on a hiring surge for 2 years, routinely adding more than 200,000 new jobs a month. Falling below that could indicate a stumbling economy. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Thousands of evacuees from a raging Canadian wildfire are being moved again. Canadian officials will start moving thousands of people from work camps north of devastated Fort McMurray in a mass highway convoy today, if it is safe to do so. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,661, the Nasdaq at 47,17. Sports, the Nationals lose to the only team hotter than they are right now, the Chicago Cubs. The Orioles beat the Yankees in 10 innings. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Don't be surprised by the spring rains.
You do have a slight chance for a shower.
Know before you go with accurate and dependable forecasts.
Probably going to be some problems with some power outages.
From the Weather Channel and Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I choose to bury my head in the sand.
To never open my 401k statements.
To be the oldest person at my company.
To never wonder what's next.
I choose to believe that retirement isn't in the cards for me.
Sure, you could choose to ignore your retirement, or you could choose to start doing something about it right now. Schedule your free portfolio review with the Mutual Fund Store today. Our advisors understand the reservations and concerns you have about retirement. That's why we sit down and meet with you one-on-one. We like to listen to what you've done in the past. More importantly, we like to talk about your goals and where you want to be in the future. After that, we'll put a plan in place that helps get your retirement on track. So what are you waiting for? Let's choose to make your future a top priority. Visit MutualFundStore.com to schedule your free portfolio review today.
Hi, I'm Ken Greer at the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270 off to a lighter than normal start here. Enjoying the Friday light. South on 270 delays begin after Route 80 Urbana to get you past the exit for 109. Still seeing a bit of volume in the Jessup area. Southbound side, Baltimore, Washington Parkway had an earlier minor incident southbound between 175 and 32. Looking good beyond and through Laurel down through to the Beltway. No major problems or delays to get you through inside the Beltway onto either New York Avenue if you're heading inbound on 50 New York Avenue or 295 southbound with travel lanes open. In Akakik, you're just seeing a minor delay right now. Had the crash northbound 210 at 228 Berry Road. Looks like your travel lanes have been reopened. Virginia, 95, quiet through Stafford into Triangle. Dumfries, heaviest right now, Dale City, heading over the Occoquan. Traffic update brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Police Officer Sean Hickman was an accident victim, leaving him doubting that he would ever walk again. 3 years and 20 surgeries later, Sean is taking an exciting next step. Learn how MedStar Washington Hospital Center gave Sean a second chance. Visit MedStarWashington.org/second chances. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Day of Friday, the rain not steady the whole day, but certainly some batches of steady to moderate rainfall at times, and maybe even a rumble of thunder. Mid-50s, north breeze, inch or two of rain in some spots. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 52 in Gainesville, 50 in Frederick, 55 degrees in Washington. What does a Metro arcing insulator fire look like? See the compelling video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Hey, it's 6:07 on WMAL. It's the Friday edition of Mornings on the Mall, and not a day too soon. Hey, coming up at 7:05, Michael Steele, former chairman of the RNC, a man who was once a lieutenant governor for the state of Maryland, will be along to talk about the state of Republican politics, and we'll ask you a question. Which vice presidential pick would help unify the party? We'll talk about that at 7:05. Newt Gingrich will be along at 7:35. He's actually being mentioned as one of the people who might be picked by the Donald as a vice presidential running mate. 8:05, Christian Toto, film critic. And at 8:35, we're going to talk about fixing WMATA and Metro with Chris Barnes of Fix WMATA. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Here in my car, I'm the safest of all. I can lock on my doors. It's the only way to live.
You know, one of the things I love about what we do here on Mornings on the Mall, Brian, is that we share our personal experiences and we find brotherhood and camaraderie with others out there who are going through the same sort of thing that we're going through in our personal lives. And I want to say that I've reached that point, a point that many of us reach, but this is the first time that I've reached it. As a parent, I got the notice yesterday that my 16-year-old daughter had passed her written exam, only got two wrong.
At the Department
of Motor Vehicles, and she now officially has a learner's permit.
Uh-oh.
Which means that now, and I'm very proud of her. I am. And it's a huge rite of passage to go through the process of getting one's driver's license. However, it is now incumbent upon me as the parent to teach my kid to drive. And I would love some commiseration here and some advice and support from those of you who have been through this. Because I'll be honest, I'm not looking forward to this. Now, I homeschooled my kid. Please share your experiences and tell me how I might be able to effectively get my kid to the point where she can pass her driver's test without causing me to lose my head. sitting in the passenger seat. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. I homeschooled my kids until they were at my oldest. The one that we're talking about was in the seventh grade. At that point, they ended up going to the local Catholic school. But I loved homeschooling them. I loved taking these things into my own hands, teaching my kids, being the key instructor in my child's life. Let's face it, I think that's what God expects of parents to be, that we're supposed to be the instructors. We're supposed to be the ones who can teach our kids the most important things in life. So I love that. However, this is one homeschooling option that I'm not thrilled about. I wish the schools would handle this. What happened to the good old days?
Yeah.
What happened to the good old days when the dude who does the shop class, you know, or the woodworks class and metal shop is also the guy who is the driver's ed teacher, and he's the one who has to sit in the passenger seat while your kid is, you know, careening towards a red light without slowing down. I'm a little freaked out about this. I'm a little terrified, especially in this area.
Right.
Washington is a tough place to drive if you're an experienced driver.
Oh, yeah.
Where should we go? What should we do? And how do I keep my calm? Because that's the other thing. You don't want to freak out, because then that'll freak your kid out.
Right.
And then things could snowball. So help me out. 888-630-WMAL. It's time to teach my teenager how to drive.
Well, the one thing I would tell you is what I had to tell my dad when he taught me how to drive, which is the brake doesn't work on that side.
Oh, right.
Because yes. I'd be driving along, and he was like, he was trying to brake the car.
Yeah, you hear his foot hitting the floorboard there.
Dad, the brake doesn't work on that side. I've got this, Dad. But listen, it used to be taught in school. I mean, I sort of like that idea, you know, because you had teachers who were dedicated to the process,
yes,
and the local car dealerships would give the schools cars to be used.
Oh, is that right? Oh, I don't remember that part of it.
And then, I don't know, but they had a contract. I don't know, maybe they had to pay for them. But, I mean, there were cars from the local dealerships, and by the way, all the local dealerships proudly put their name on the car.
I bet they did, yeah.
Yeah, and we went out during class and drove. Of course, I'm talking Odessa, Texas.
And,
you know, the traffic in Odessa, Texas is nothing compared to what we face around here. I'm very interested to hear what people have to say to you about this, because I'm not far behind you.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a 15-year-old, and in Maryland, you get your driver's permit, or your learner's permit, at 15 and 9 months. So I've got a few months to go here, but I'm actually thinking about this a lot, and thinking about, you know, what I'm going to do. I think, actually, one of the things I'm going to absolutely insist upon is, number one, the kid knows how to drive a stick.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I learned on a stick. And by the way, one of the great moments in me learning to drive a car, I remember it so distinctly. My dad's in the right-hand seat, and I'm driving my 1967 Opel Kadett.
Oh, my.
My first car. And I was at a light, and I stalled out coming out of the light, as you do when you're starting to learn how to use a
car. Sure, absolutely.
And I stalled out, and I'm like, I panicked because there was this big truck right behind me. And I was, you know, sort of fumbling around to get the car started again and get it out of gear. I'm trying to get him, and I'm panicking. My dad says, just relax. I see, by the truck behind me, he says, he had to learn to drive too.
Oh.
And I thought that was one of the nicest things my dad could have possibly have said. You know, just take it easy. It's not the end of the world. You know, just get it under control and go. And it was, you know, I thought that was a very nice moment.
Oh, that is,
because it would be very easy. Hurry up, son!
Right.
That's probably what I would. Hurry up! There's a big truck behind you.
All right, so we need your help. Both Brian and I are. Mine is more imminent. And by the way, for many people in the know, or frequent listeners know, that my children live with their mother in California. But no, you have not dodged this bullet, Washington metro area.
Because they're coming to visit this summer.
She's going
to
be
right
here all summer long, and it's on Dad. She tweeted me yesterday and said, all right, Dad, can't wait for you to teach me how to drive. Mom is washing her hands of the whole affair. Trust me, this behooves you to help me through this, because you could be the car in the crosshairs. How about Joe in Germantown? You're first up on WMAL, Joe. Hey, Joe, you're up.
So when I taught my two kids how to drive, I based it like a teaching task. Preparation, knowing where I was going to take them, consistency. So I prepared places to go. I taught them the basics off of the street first, and they both learned how to drive relatively easy. And Brian, I taught them on a stick also.
You did do the stick thing, huh?
You know, I mean, look, the thing about it is, if you can drive a car with a standard transmission, you can drive anything.
I suppose that's true. But now, my daughter in particular has cerebral palsy. She doesn't have full use of her right hand, so I don't think that's going to work for us. But I am interested in one thing. You said off the road. What, did you go to like a vacant parking lot on the weekends and practice there?
Yeah. and schools. I went to schools I set up cones.
Yep,
and
that's
I taught them how to brake, how to do parallel parking.
Parallel parking, that's right.
Did you do the Greg and Marcia Brady thing where you had the egg, the raw egg on the back of the cone as you were backing up and you broke the egg? Do you remember that episode of Brady Bunch?
Well. Right. I didn't do that, but I put a tennis ball on it.
All right, so excellent. See, Joe's with me. Okay. All right, Joe, thanks for that. Marcia, by the way, proved that girls can be better drivers than boys. That was the whole debate there between Marcia and Greg.
Insurance companies would agree.
All right. More of your calls in a moment. I'm vexed here. It's because it's time to teach my teen to drive, and I'm hoping for your advice. 888-630-WMAL. Right now it's 6:15. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Whitten. Let's hope sometime soon you're not talking about some teenage O'Connor kid causing a backup on the Beltway. You're in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
No, let's hope not. Marcia. All right, let's go, Virginia. 395. Yes, we have a little bit of volume through Landmark, as can be expected, but hang on. Coming up to the 14th Street Bridge, quickly delays are forming near Boundary Channel, and crews are responding to a crash, and they're moving the cameras around right now. Right on the 14th Street Bridge, looks like they're trying to limp over to the shoulder, so do watch in that area. No problems to report currently around the Beltway through Annandale, Tysons. In fact, the entire Beltway runs without incident. Much better, Maryland, in Nacogdoches, northbound on 210, coming up to 228 Berry Road, the scene of the earlier crash. Looks like those delays have actually cleared. Love it. Out of Annapolis and Bowie, looking good on 50, and then a little bit lighter than normal, both 50 and the BW Parkway, to get down to 295. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be a rainy day today, 100% chance, 1 to 2 inches of rain expected. Thunder possible, high around 55 degrees. Tonight, light rain, but then it'll taper off overnight in low around 50 degrees. Here's your weekend forecast. Tomorrow, cloudy skies, then partly cloudy in the afternoon, high of 69. And then Sunday, it's going to be a sunny day, high in the low 70s. That seems to be the one bright spot in the next several days because the rain's going to start up again on Monday. Right now, 54 degrees, 617 on WMAO.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit ARSofVirginia.com.
Help me out, Washington. My teenage daughter got her learner's permit. It's on me to teach her how to drive, and I'm freaking out a little bit. What are your tips? Mike in Springfield, you're next up on WMAL. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Larry and Brian. The way my father taught me was to take me to an open parking lot and basically go through the basics and start me that way. However, Fairfax County has a wonderful program that has taught five of the Fairfax County police that I think your daughter might benefit from. They teach them how to drive correctly. You can give her the basics and you know, get her used to all the accoutrements in a vehicle and what she needs to do. But if you're really, really worried, I would definitely turn her over to the Fairfax County Police.
I like that idea. Turn her around. Trust me, it's not the first time I thought of turning my teenager over to the cops.
No,
Mike, that is a great idea, and I did not know that. So, see, this is exactly what I was hoping to get, some good tips on this.
But, you know, it can be expensive. I mean, I just read a thing where, you know, a lesson cost about $55. I'm assuming a lesson is an hour, and you got to get, in some places, you know, 40 hours.
That's like
$2,200.
Well, I don't think all of the hours are going to have to be by the paid instructors, but how about the first few hours? Right. I think that's a guy. Well spent. Yeah. Joe in the district. Joe, you're on WMAL.
Hi, Joe. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Hey,
doing
pretty good.
Well, listen, my daughter's at two, so I still got a couple of days before I have to worry about that.
Mm.
But listen, I've been at the police office for 27 years in the district, and some of the things you really want your daughter to know is you're going to want her to know how to fix a flat tire.
Oh,
because she might be out one night somewhere in a desolate area. You don't want her messing around, and God only knows who's going to stop to try to help her. You want to think about teaching her about road rage when you get these drivers that are very aggressive, to back away from them. Get away from them, change lanes, go a different way, no eye contact, stay away from them.
So she shouldn't chase them down like I do and start to...
No.
See, this is why I need Joe.
Do not expose herself to that. Mm. Making U-turns, you don't want to make a U-turn in rush hour traffic on a double lane. You want to get off, turn around, and go another way, and then get back on track. Don't try to make crazy U-turns in heavy traffic.
All right. Joe, thank you for that. See, I love getting this stuff from a police officer right. is good because he sees the worst of the worst out there. So thank you for that one, Joe. Bill in Bowie, you're on WMAL. Bill, some tips in getting my teenage daughter to learn how to drive, please.
Hey, Bill. Good morning. First of all, thanks for taking my call. Two things. One, have her Google Russian dash cam videos. And watch those.
Right. So now I remember my driver's ed. There was a film that we all watched, which was like Blood on the Pavement
blood
or something.
On,
or
blood on
Red Asphalt, I think it was. Is that what you're talking about here? To just like put the fear.
Well, the Russian dash cam videos are a compilation of what looks like normal driving environments, all of a sudden just twisting into massive accidents. They're very instructive.
Okay.
And the second thing is, when you're riding with her, ask her, okay, what could happen right now? And for the rest of it, just have fun and enjoy life.
Oh, Bill, thank you for that. And especially that last tip. I'm trying to take that.
I won't be sharing with her the rules we have for driving news cars back in the day.
No, I've driven with you, sir.
Which were, you know, the white line is only a guideline.
Yeah.
And it's never too late to make a turn. Those were our guidelines, those were some I won't be sharing with
you. Well, and I've driven with you, and I believe you have still held fast to those rules.
Oh, even stop though you it. Were you, not... why do you do that?
JV in D.C. tweets to us, hey, Larry, teach your daughter how to use Uber. that is a good idea.
Yeah.
How about Mike in New Windsor? You're on WMAL, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, I used to teach it, and I most recently taught my stepdaughter. And I can tell you one of the easiest things, it's not as scary as you're making out, but if you're really uncomfortable, go rent a car that has an emergency brake between the seats.
Just so I can keep my white knuckled fist clutched around right. it the entire time.
Well, you definitely can. And the other thing, too, is, you know, if she's never been to a go-kart track or ridden a lawnmower,
yeah,
it's a good starting place because, you know, they don't go very fast. And it gives you an idea on spatial awareness.
Yes.
And long, twisty roads. You live in D.C., so drive down the park, you know, to Rock Creek Park or Sligo Creek Park.
Thanks, Mike, for that. I'm thinking of going out to Fauquier County or deep into, like, western Montgomery County out near Frederick so that, you know, worst comes to worst, she hits a cow, maybe. I mean, that's what kind of damage could that do?
Yeah, it can do a lot of damage, actually.
But not to the cow.
Yeah, and you know, there's deer out there.
More of your calls in a moment. I need your help. Teaching my teenager how to drive. You've been there, I haven't, and I'm freaking out.
It's now 6:22 on WMAL.
The WMAL Spring Special lets Molly Maid do a thorough spring cleaning of your home at select Molly Maid locations. Contact Molly Maid in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fredericksburg, and Fauquier counties. WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
You know, I'll tell you something that's scary. It's more scary than teaching your kid how to drive. That's the possibility of retirement. I mean, you know, are you going to be able to afford to quit? Hey, listen, I want to tell you about my friend Larry Spoth over at Retirement Protection Solutions. Can you afford to retire? It's a big question. And here's a way you can find out. Visit Larry's website called testyourinvestment.com. It can tell you whether or not your retirement strategy is working. And if it's not, guess what? Larry will help you customize a strategy that does work by generating income during your retirement. Here's the number, 800-611-1952. Once again, that's 800-611-1952. Or put your current strategy to the test by visiting his website. testyourinvestment.com.
Retirement Protection Solutions is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia.
Okay, everyone, Mother's Day is this Sunday. Do you know what you're getting for your mom? If you're looking for the perfect gift, check out this sweet deal from Sherry's Berries. Right now, you can get their famous freshly dipped gourmet berries starting at $19.99. I was so excited to see this deal because Sherry's Berries have become a big tradition in my family. We all love them. You have never seen dipped berries like these. They're huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And right now, they're starting at $19.99. That's amazing. Plus, you can pick your delivery date and the berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh, delicious, and beautifully packaged. My mom is going to be super excited when she gets her Sherry's Berries, and I bet your mom will be too. Hurry, because Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible deal ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 200. That's berries.com, special code 200.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guarantee to your money back.
People everywhere are fighting pain right where it hurts with Zim's Max Freeze. Here's Clint from Texas.
I train protection and service dogs. I wind up with sore muscles, sore joints, and that's where Zim's really pays off for me.
Zim's Max Freeze takes on pain with the 1-2 punch of naturally based pain-relieving ingredients combined with the power of proven science.
Try Zim's because Zim's is the one product that I've tried that works. I can vouch for it. It does work.
Take on pain with the 1-2 punch of nature and science with Zim's Max Freeze. Available at stores everywhere.
625 now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Well, I don't want to spread the news about the troubles that Metrorail's been dealing with, but right now on Metrorail's Red Line, trains are temporarily bypassing the Van Ness Metro Station due to a power outage there. So what they're doing is they've requested shuttle bus service. I'll let you know as soon as they get that power restored and we'll get back to normal there. Out to the roads we go, 66. Let's get the ride in. No problems out of Gainesville, heading up through to the Beltway. A little bit of volume in Manassas, but enjoying that Friday light. Inside the Beltway through Falls Church, beating that HOV crunch time before 6:30. 395 off the Beltway through Landmark slow, and then hang on, crash on the inbound 14th Street Bridge, causing delays backing up near the Pentagon. It looks like they're going to be blocking two left lanes on the 14th Street Bridge now that fire and rescue units have arrived to the scene. For 270, good. It's just been a little bit of that stop and go through Urbana down past the exit for 409, but really that's about it for 270. Wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means that you don't need to use your data plan. You can get it now at here.com/maps. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Day of Friday, the rain not steady the whole day, but certainly some batches of steady to moderate rainfall at times, and maybe even a rumble of thunder. Mid-50s, north breeze, inch or two of rain in some spots. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 54 degrees at 626 on WMAL. Trust me, I'm going to be renting a clunker for the driving test, the road test that I do with my daughter. We're going to be teaching her how to drive, and I need your help because I'm a little freaked out about the whole thing. How about Sam and Woodbridge? You're next up on WMAL.
Hey, Sam. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I've been able to put my daughter through that, as well as my girlfriend, now wife, on a motorcycle, and I found that the best resources are the vast commuter lots and the large commuter lots in Northern Virginia, particularly the one at Woodbridge. It's just huge. It has lanes. It has parking spaces. You can get out there on the weekend, and even if they get a little bit scared and fidgety, you know, you have plenty of room to recover. And now that I know that you live more or less in the city, I would say, please, 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 since my wife is from New York City, teach her parallel parking.
Oh, thank you, Sam. You know, we've talked about that quite a bit here on Mornings on the Mall, the fact that they're not, she will definitely learn how to parallel park. My kid's not going to be that kid.
And in this area, you need to teach her the vagaries and the difficulties of the traffic circle.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. All right, well, listen, I will. I appreciate all of your help, and I'll keep you updated as the summer goes on, because it's going to be an ongoing affair. 628 here on WMAL.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team. Cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruprelli at the Cascade Center for Dental Health. You can call me Dr. R, like most of my longtime patients do. Here at the Cascade Center, we've been transforming patients' fear of the dentist into amazing smiles for years. No matter how long it's been since you've seen the dentist, our no fear, no pain, no lecture approach has changed the lives of people who now think of us as family. From the moment you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascades Center for Dental Health difference. Kind, friendly people who only want to help you smile. And with Sedation Dentistry, you can comfortably sleep your way to that perfect smile in as little as one day. There's only one Cascades Center for Dental Health. Accept no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. R, or Dr. Haggard, personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascades Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Coming up on WMAL, apparently on Cinco de Mayo, it's insensitive and politically incorrect to send out pictures of yourself celebrating Cinco de Mayo. I mean, with a sombrero on your head, that is. What's wrong with that? We'll take it up after the news on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Metro leaders are set to spell out details today of what will be an ambitious but also painful plan to overhaul the Metro rail system. Metro Board Chair Jack Evans.
It's an aggressive plan to get 3 years' worth of track work done sooner than that in months.
In some places, the rail system's going to be virtually rebuilt.
We are going to go from section to section and start down on the gravel and, you know, replace a lot of the infrastructure.
Meanwhile, a new plan to fix the Arlington Memorial Bridge, recommended by staffers at the National Capital Planning Commission, would not require closing the bridge to traffic entirely. Urban designer Matthew Fliss says there's another advantage.
This structure would also require less effort to maintain due to the reduced number of structural elements as compared to alternatives.
In the meantime, a spokesman for the Interior Department says the Memorial Bridge is being inspected regularly and remains safe to use. Classes resume today at High Point High School in Beltsville as police continue to search for the man who shot two people outside the school late in the day yesterday. One of those two people died. The Labor Department is set to report the latest employment data this morning. An economist surveyed by the data firm FactSet are predicting April saw solid gains. They've collectively forecast that the economy added 200,000 jobs last month and that the unemployment rate probably remained at a low 5%. Some of Hillary Clinton's closest aides had provided interviews to the FBI in the probe into the security of her private email server.
At this point, there's still a lot of investigation to be done by the FBI. They are trying to wrap this up very soon. But at this point, what we know and from sources that we've been talking to, they have not yet found any indications or anything to prove that Hillary Clinton violated the law, willfully violated the law, and that's an important thing.
Correspondent Evan Perez checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,661, the Nasdaq at 47,17. Sports, a ninth inning rally falls short as the Nationals lose to the Cubs in Chicago. The Orioles beat the Yankees in 10 innings. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, in 2016, the world has never been more unstable, especially when it comes to your money and retirement. Listen, Savage Nation, today we exist in a hotbed of world risk. How about the terror attack the other day? How about China? How about oil? How about your negative bank returns, which can turn your assets into liabilities overnight? My question, as international volatility rises, do you hold any assets that will shelter your wealth from the next crisis, whether here or in China or in Europe? Well, I do. Do you have any assets which provide safety in all market conditions? Well, I do, and you should too. Find out where you sit with Global Risk. Take Swiss America's free Global Risk Test. In just minutes, you'll know whether your wealth can survive explosive changes unraveling around the globe. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646 or visit globalrisktest.com. That's 800-289-2646. You have my word. This simple test is well worth your time. 800-289-2646. globalrisktest.com.
Comcast Business knows how to take your business to the next level. That's why we introduced Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. With next-level speed, coverage, marketing, and control features. All designed to help your business run smoothly. But we didn't stop there. Instead, we took it even further. Which is why Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro offers what AT&T's Wi-Fi small site doesn't. Professional installation, advanced security, and access to over 10 million hotspots nationwide. Looks like taking your business to the next level starts with ditching AT&T. Give your business an edge with Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for business. Restrictions apply. Available with Comcast Business Deluxe 50 and above. Call Comcast Business for details.
I wish this bag under my eye would just go away. If you want to look in the mirror and not see those bags or any puffiness, today is your lucky day. Introducing your Genucel Mother's Day Super Sale. Genucel uses state-of-the-art plant stem cell treatment from Chamonix that specifically targets bags and puffiness under the eyes. Genucel works for men and women, and the remarkable results will exceed your expectations. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. I love Genucel, and so will you. Now, during Chamonix's Mother's Day sale, Chamonix is going to double your order absolutely free. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. But it gets even better. Call now and Chamonix is going to throw in their best-selling Lessons Neck Treatment absolutely free. Nothing works better for the sensitive skin on the neck area, and it's yours free when you try Genucel today. 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. Hurry, this sale's not going to last forever. 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. and get any medium hot or iced coffee for 99 cents. Dunkin' coffee's always freshly brewed and always delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable tax, participation may vary, limited time offer.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, big delays to cross the 14th Street Bridge heading into town, but good news, they just cleared the crash. As they were hooking everybody up to the tow truck for a few moments, they only allowed the right lane to get by, but now all lanes open. But it does give us delays back near the Pentagon, and it's put the pressure on the southbound side of the George Washington Parkway to merge on through to those backups. Now, let's get across the 11th Street Bridge, getting into town, no problems. Heading onto the freeway toward the 3rd Street Tunnel, outbound on the 11th Street Bridge. Looks like we have a report of a crash. Do watch fire and rescue responding there. No problems to report around the Beltway to the Wilson Bridge, backing up near 210, topside seeing a little bit of the volume, and a lot of the commute starting to see some of that rainfall and wet pavement. Take it easy, get out and about. Metro Rail, Red Line, temporarily bypassing the Van Ness Metro Station due to a power outage. They have requested a shuttle bus service. Now from Garage Door Repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rumbles of thunder today, mid-50s, north breeze. Light rain tapering off to showers overnight tonight, maybe a rumble of thunder, 50. Clouds will give way to sunshine and near 70 tomorrow. Plenty of sun for Mother's Day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Springfield, 52 in Olney, 54 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 637 right here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, and what a great way to start your Friday. 705, Michael Steele, former RNC chairman and former lieutenant governor of the great state of Maryland, will be our guest at 735. And, of course, we'll talk to him about the whole unification process of the Republican Party. 735 brings us Newt Gingrich, many people whispering about him being on the short list to be a vice presidential candidate with Donald Trump. We'll grill him on that. 805, Christian Toto, film critic, talk about the big opening of Captain America Civil War tonight. And then at 835, Chris Barnes, fix WMATA, because guess what? WMATA needs fixing. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Apparently that was something I should not have done.
Why you got to be so racist?
Apparently, celebrating Cinco de Mayo, if you're a white guy, it can be problematic.
Yeah.
And my zest for Cinco de Mayo yesterday. You know, I said I was going to celebrate Cinco de Mayo, and yes, I did. I had lunch at my favorite Mexican food restaurant, which I, by the way, I go there about once a week anyway, mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm a known entity there.
Every week is Cinco de Mayo.
That's right. I embrace that Mexican food, Tex-Mex especially. And I had my margarita, and I tweeted out a picture of the margarita empty glass, and I said,
yes, I saw that.
I love my Mexican food restaurant, which I'll just say, Mi Rancho. I love it. And I said, but after a couple of these, I pretty much love everyone, which is true. So I celebrated, and I apparently got away on scathed. An empty margarita glass in itself apparently is not racist, but if you are to put out a picture of someone with a sombrero on, that can be considered racist.
Yep.
And there have been a lot of cases here. Excuse me just a second. I have a little bit of that margarita.
A little margarita happening going on there. Yeah. Well, but no, you're right, Brian. There have been a lot of situations yesterday where people were getting lambasted because they were tweeting out pictures wearing sombreros.
That's right. And in one case, there was a golf tournament where people had put on sombreros and they posed for pictures and they tweeted them out and they had to go and then delete them because people said, well, that's racist.
Oh, get over yourself.
I don't understand this, and help me understand it a little bit because, you know, for example, at this Mexican restaurant that I go to, later in the day, they were going to have a mariachi band, and people were going to listen to festive Hispanic mariachi music.
Right. Like that.
Yeah. And there might have been the singing of Bésame Mucho at some point.
Uh-huh.
And I was hoping,
they're just trying to live La Vida Loca.
Right. And those people are in these, they got these outfits that are Mexican traditional outfits, and they're wearing sombreros while they play.
Yeah.
And that's not racist.
Well, because they're actually Mexican, right? I mean, if you took them out of the outfits, they wouldn't look like Hitler Youth. I mean, they're actually Mexican. So if you're Mexican, you can celebrate your own heritage. But if a white person dresses up that way, you're appropriating that culture for nefarious reasons.
Well, I don't understand that. And by the way, one of the people who got into trouble yesterday was none other than Donald Trump.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, because the Donald tweets out a picture of him eating a taco bowl.
Yes.
And he's in his office, and they brought him in a taco bowl.
Yes.
And he says, hey, I love Hispanics. Happy Cinco de Mayo. And he said the best taco bowls are at the Trump Tower Grill, and he's got a picture with a big smile on his face and a thumbs up, and everybody said, "Oh my gosh, this is the most racist thing I've seen." And you know that you know, I don't understand why that's particularly racist.
Yeah, I don't think it's racist. I think it was pretty funny, but it was the addition of the "I love Hispanics" that I think.
Yeah. I love Hispanics, except that all those that are here illegally, I'm going to deport.
I love Hispanics. Yeah. Now let me eat my taco bowl. Yeah. My taco bowl.
So
by the way, it should be noted, even his taco bowl had walls around it.
Yeah. So he has this thumbs up thing, right?
Right.
And George Lopez, the Hispanic comedian, said, you can take that thumb and shove it right.
Oh, up. Yeah. Well, I mean, George Lopez.
Yeah, I know. So there you go. I mean, apparently, you know, I don't understand why it is that, you know, the people who are Hispanic can wear the sombrero and it's fine. And for the rest of us, you know, anything that we do that celebrates the Mexican culture is considered racist.
Kevin in the district has a fine rhetorical question that I have an answer to. Kevin, go.
My question is, if you have a bunch of, we'll just say, other ethnic groups, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, a rainbow coalition, people of all colors and races.
There you go, What happens if they're on the 4th of July, they're wearing an American flag holding a Budweiser?
What do you mean? Are you asking if that's racist? Is it racist to wear an American flag on the 4th of July? The answer is yes. Thank you for calling, Kevin. Because the flag represents everything that is racist and unholy in America.
Yeah, apparently so.
I'm being obviously cynical, but that's the case now. And by the way, that's part of the appeal of Donald Trump, because he knows that this is a thing about him. He knows that this is a criticism of him. And what does he do? He tweets out a picture eating a taco bowl saying, "Happy Cinco de Mayo. I love their food. I love Hispanics." Good. You know, so many of us are sick of this. It makes me laugh when he does things like that. I started my celebration by eating a little chip. I had Chipotle for the first time in months yesterday.
You took your life in your own hands.
It was an office party over there at hotair.com, the website I write at. And we all had a sombrero. And people were tweeting.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And you know what? And I chose not to wear it just because I don't need the hassle in my life.
So what happens if, you know, you go to the Mexican food restaurant and it's your birthday.
Yeah.
And they bring out the sombrero and sing happy birthday to you.
Your career in the media is over.
I know.
Yes.
I mean,
that's fine. Listen.
And sometimes you can't talk them out of it.
That is absolutely fine with me, because they're hurting themselves by that, as far as I'm concerned, the politically correct crowd. And the blowback in this country, if you think they're already pushed back against a political correctness, if they keep doubling down on this, they haven't seen anything yet.
It is now 6:43.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7070. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Use
you pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7070. That's proflowers.com, secret code 7070.
Here's a quiz. Is identity theft just when someone other than you puts charges on your credit card? Nope, that's part of it, but identity theft is actually when someone pretends they're you for any number of undesirable reasons, like opening new accounts or a utility bill. Is it true that identity theft can't happen to you? Nope. 1 in 4 people have experienced identity theft. Will LifeLock help you more with identity theft than free credit monitoring will? Yep. LifeLock's proprietary technology detects a huge range of identity threats. And if you ever have a problem, one of our U.S.-based agents will work to resolve it. So how'd you do on the quiz? Come on, how'd you really do? No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you get a versus a when it comes to identity protection. Membership starts at just $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code LifeLock to get 10% off now. LifeLock.
6:45, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's get around the Beltway and no problems, really. Topside, just the volume. We're good in Bethesda each direction. Through Annandale and Tysons, no worries. Into the Wilson Bridge, your backup's pretty normal. Volume starts to form now before you get to St. Barnabas Road. Now, some of you with a rainy, wet commute, 395 as you come off the Beltway to Landmark, slow and then jam, pushing past the Pentagon to the 14th Street Bridge, where the accident has been cleared. And on 95 northbound in Virginia, you're thinking, wet pavement? No, not yet. Just seeing a little bit of delay through Aquia, Dale City, over the Occoquan. Let's get you over the 11th Street Bridge, heading out of the district. Outbound 11th Street Bridge, just as you pass M Street for the crash, slowing the freeway in that direction. TC 295, southbound past East Capitol Street, just the volume, northbound past the Naval Research Lab. And looks like seeing a delay just forming here on the Beltway, Maryland, heading through New Carrollton. Before you get to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway on the Outer Loop. Metro Rail, Red Line, temporarily bypassing the Van Ness Station still because of a power outage. Shuttle bus service has been set in place. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
I like periods of rain and even a few periods of showers, so there'll be times where you just get showers and then there'll be times where you get more extended periods of rain. Rumbles of thunder today, mid-50s, north breeze, some spots 1 to 2 inches of rain. Light rain, tapering off the showers overnight tonight. Maybe a rumble of thunder, 50. Clouds to give way to sunshine and near 70 tomorrow. Plenty of sun for Mother's Day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 degrees in the nation's capital, 647 on WMAL.
Boeing is proud to be a sponsor of National Military Appreciation Month, honoring the legacy, service, and commitment of America's armed forces.
The distinctive vocal stylings of one Van Morrison. Well, you hear that voice and you just know exactly who it is.
That's Van Morrison.
Yep, that and Moondance. My gosh, Moondance is a fantastic song as well. Mm-hmm. And you love Van Morrison, right?
And is there a point to this?
There is. Van Morrison is coming back out on tour. And I got to tell you something. I'm embarrassed to say this. I didn't even know he was still alive. I feel terrible about this. I had no idea. Did you know that there are some? There's a legendary stories about a set that Van Morrison and Jim Morrison did back in the days.
Wow.
The Whiskey a Go Go. The two of them, I guess, were they were both haunting around Sunset Boulevard there in the early days of the music boom there in the '60s. And can you imagine spending a night at the Whiskey a Go Go watching the two of them going back and forth
that
with their vocal stylings?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they're incredible vocalists. Anyway, Van Morrison is, according to Rolling Stone, is revisiting the 1973 tour with the name of the tour is called "It's Too Late to to stop now. And he's going to be reissuing that live
album. He's coming out with a cane and a...
And he, well, what can I tell you? That's what really...
How old is he?
You know, that's a good question. And they don't make... usually when they don't make note of it, he's...
I'll Google that.
But he used to perform at the Troubadour all the time. And his... Listen, Van Morrison Live is supposed to be something to behold.
He's 70 years old.
There you go. But he's still got the voice, apparently. So there you go. All you Van Morrison fans, you can go out there and relive the good old days with Van.
Well, you know who will likely be on the front row of one of these concerts?
Who's that?
Laura Bush.
Really?
I remember, I remember this little factoid that she was a big Van Morrison fan.
I would never have guessed that. Yeah. All right. Meanwhile, if you think of great voice and great vocal stylings, you generally would not think of Julia Roberts and George Clooney.
No, actually, I wouldn't.
But they are publicizing their anti-capitalism movie that's out there called Money Monster, where a terrorist... is the hero, by the way. A terrorist trying to kill people who are involved with Wall Street are the heroes. They're publicizing this film. Man, look at Van Morrison. He is that is quite an image there, isn't it, Brian Wilson? He looks like one of our colleagues here on WMAL in the afternoon. George Clooney and Julia Roberts are promoting the movie on The Late Late Show there with James Corden. Now, you know, he's got these viral videos of carpool karaoke. We've talked about this in the past. Well, they went ahead and did a little Gwen Stefani action. Well, this video is going viral, and I guess because it's fun to watch George Clooney and Julia Roberts rocking out to Gwen Stefani and doing that whole thing. You know what else is really, really fun?
Was that fun?
That's apparently very fun, right. And so is cozying up to dictators. The Kardashians, including Kanye in tow, are down in Cuba right now celebrating Fidel. And taping their show, Keeping Up With Our Kardashians, the Cuban edition. And nothing will bring the glories of capitalism to that tiny little communist island like the Kardashians.
The tribute to American excess.
That's right. It's 6:51 on WMAN.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. I know you're worried. The markets are dizzying. The election is nerve-wracking. Everything from terrorism to Zika makes life, well, downright scary. But you know what? You're still going to retire one day. Uh-oh, did I just scare you a little more? I don't mean to. And in fact, we might even be able to fix it for you. With some proper financial planning, you actually get to feel better, gain some control over your life, focused on where you're headed with a solid plan for getting you there. Call me at Edelman Financial Services and let my colleagues and me help you fulfill your aspirations. Let you retire in comfort and financial security, care for aging parents, help out the kids and grandkids. We'll help you create a plan to achieve all your financial goals. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Far, far away lies a mysterious place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Shipments of fate sent to cause workplace injuries at small businesses everywhere. A shovel that causes a landscaper to trip and break his arm. A pair of scissors that lands on a florist's toe. A puddle of coffee that makes a waiter slip and fall. Is it fair? Is it stoppable? No. But when the unexpected strikes, The Hartford helps more than 1 million small businesses prevail. With workers' compensation, property and liability insurance. When the unexpected strikes, will you be ready? Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
6:53, let's check in on your money with the CNBC Business Report. Chuck Kamlick's got all the answers.
And good morning and happy Friday. Wall Street bracing for today's big jobs report. 205,000 new jobs are expected. The unemployment rate should hold at 5%, and that report is due in about an hour and a half. Goldman Sachs cutting some jobs in its sales and trading division, where business has been a little bit slow. Chef Boyardee maker ConAgra recalling some of its Watts Brothers and Trader Joe's organic frozen foods because they may contain listeria. GoPro lost money last quarter, even though demand for its wearable cameras is still strong. But GoPro stock will fall because it's putting off its new drone camera from now until Christmas. Apple teaming up with software giant SAP to develop mobile apps for business customers. CEO Tim Cook will visit China this month to talk to officials about the tough time Apple's having in that country. And KFC has created an edible nail polish that tastes just like its finger-licking good chicken, but it's only on sale right now in Hong Kong. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Okay, everyone, Mother's Day is this Sunday. Do you know what you're getting for your mom? If you're looking for the perfect gift, check out this sweet deal from Sherry's Berries. Right now, you can get their famous freshly dipped gourmet berries starting at $19.99. I was so excited to see this deal because Sherry's Berries have become a big tradition in my family. We all love them. You have never seen dipped berries like these. They're huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And right now, they're starting at $19.99. That's amazing. Plus, you can pick your delivery date and the berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh, delicious, and beautifully packaged. My mom is going to be super excited when she gets her Sherry's Berries, and I bet your mom will be too. Hurry, because Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible deal ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 200. That's berries.com, special code 200.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
6:55, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's do this. Maryland easy on 270. Fantastic trip this morning coming out of Clarksburg, heading down through Germantown and Gaithersburg, lighter than normal. Now, we do have some volume on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, each direction in Laurel, southbound especially, past 197. Had a report of a stalled car in that stretch. Heading in through town now, DC 295 southbound near Benning Road for the crash. We're hitting the brakes hard there, trying to get out over the outbound side of the 11th Street Bridge, right as you pass M Street for the crash. Watch for police there at the scene. Had the accident on the inbound 14th Street Bridge. It's been cleared, but given us delays back near the Pentagon. Metro Rail Red Line temporarily, well, I should say they are bypassing Van Ness Station, and they have been for about 30 minutes because of a power outage. Shuttle bus service has been set up. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We got periods of rain today, including some thunder possible. Expect 1 to 2 inches of rain. It's definitely going to be wet out there, high around 55 degrees. Tonight, light rain early and then just cloudy overnight with a low around 50 degrees. Now, here's your weekend forecast. Saturday, we're looking at cloudy skies in the morning and then partly cloudy in the afternoon, high around 69 degrees. Sunday, beautiful day, sunny, high in the low 70s. Right now, 55 degrees in the nation's capital at 6:57.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
When no one is looking, Puerto Rico is in very real financial trouble. They have a host of problems, including about 25% of their population on the government payrolls. An old age problem, borrowing money to pay operating expenses. It's an old story, spending during the good times and try to figure out how to pay for it later. Well, it's later. And we've seen this movie before, New York City in 1975, what's going into bankruptcy? Borrowing money to pay operating expenses. At the time, they went to Washington for a bailout, President Ford told them, just not going to happen. New York City then created an outside group called the Financial Control Board to bring the city's finances under control, and it worked. There's now talk of a financial control board for Puerto Rico. Good idea. Our national debt just went up by another $1 trillion, by the way, paying for operating expenses. I think maybe it's time for a financial control board in Washington. It's good for the goose. It's good for the gander. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
People everywhere are fighting pain right where it hurts with Zim's Max Freeze. Here's Patty from Ontario.
We're always camping, we're boating, we're active, we swim. I mean, Zim's literally changed our life, and it helps keep us going, keep us active.
Zim's Max Freeze takes on pain with the 1-2 punch of naturally based pain-relieving ingredients combined with the power of proven science.
Just try it. We found a gem. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. It works really well for me.
Take on pain with the 1-2 punch of nature and science with Zim's Max Freeze. Available at stores everywhere.
Coming up on WMAL.
He is the former Speaker of the House. He is Newt Gingrich, somebody that has actually been mentioned as a possible running mate for Donald Trump. He will join us at 7:35.
He is the former Lieutenant Governor of Maryland. He is the former Chairman of the Republican Party. He is Michael Steele, and he talks party unity or disunity.